Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Wednesday, November 29th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Rosalind Carter funeral. 14-year-old charged with murder. Trapped men rescued. And blackface at the Chiefs game. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, former First Lady Rosalind Carter laid to rest yesterday at a tribute service in Georgia. Her husband, President Jimmy Carter, is 99, left his hospice care to be by her side. They were married for 77 years, ever since Rosalind was 18. The couple had four children, 22 grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Amy Carter, their daughter, shared a letter that Jimmy wrote to his wife 75 years ago when he was in the Navy. He said, "My darling, every time I've ever been away from you, I've been thrilled when I return to discover just how wonderful you are. Goodbye, darling. Until tomorrow, Jimmy." Their son said, "My mother was the most beautiful woman I've ever met and pretty to look at too." A 14-year-old in North Carolina was charged with murder after he stabbed a classmate while in high school. A 14-year-old murdered the 15-year-old, and a 16-year-old was hospitalized during the brawl. The mother of the suspect said she warned the school that morning that the students had been fighting for weeks and that he would likely get jumped from other students because he defended his sister in a previous altercation. 41 men were trapped from a collapsed highway tunnel in India. They were trapped for 17 days. And a team of people who were digging by hand were able to dig through the debris and pull them all to safety. The people who dug by hand, they're called rat miners. This is a real profession where they dig tunnels as wide as one person, usually to get coal. It's officially been banned in India, but still done. And after 2 weeks of trying to rescue the men with heavy machinery, they had to call in the illegal rat miners. And the 24 rat miners were able to rescue these men in one day. The sports blog Deadspin, a writer wrote, "The NFL needs to speak out against the Kansas City Chiefs fan in blackface." The Chiefs fan was a kid, maybe 10 years old, and the picture they ran was of one half of his face. If they showed his full face, you'd see that half was painted black and the other half was painted red, the team colors of the Chiefs. The writer in response said, "To the idiots who are treating this as some harmless act because the other side of his face was painted red, I can make the argument that it makes it even worse." Amazing, these people. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T2T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Wednesday, as the border becomes even more out of control and the cost of essentials continues to hammer working Americans, one wonders who exactly is approving of President Biden's job performance. Well, that crew is basically those who are invested emotionally with the president, satisfied that he defeated Donald Trump. Everything else, including personal prosperity, is secondary. About 80 million Americans voted for Joe Biden mainly because they despise Trump. Old Joe has never offered any problem-solving ideas or even showed concern over the suffering his idiotic policies have caused. Biden throws tax dollars at everything, then walks away to take a nap. Hate is a more powerful emotion than love. It's tough to say that, but it's true. And Biden was elected primarily by hate Trump voters. But that will not be enough next year in 2024. The president's record is so horrendous that even Jimmy Carter looks brilliant by comparison. One vivid example: since Biden took office, prices for essentials have risen 18%. The old saying is, stranger things have happened, but that will not cut it in next November's election. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. All right, let's go to the mail. Concierge member MG. The high school college kids supporting Hamas know little or care about history. Who is right, who is wrong? They've been programmed to protest. When the BLM movement started losing steam, they needed something else to be offended by. A lot of truth to that, no doubt about it. Ludmilla Jacob, Monticello, Indiana. I came to the USA in 1951, a refugee of World War II, from a camp outside of Munich, Germany. I observed how hard my parents worked and loved becoming a citizen. Both escaped from Belarus and understood what destroys personal freedom: socialism. Now I see the Biden administration and many in Congress promoting that which will destroy America. Excellent letter, Ludmilla. We are very glad you are here and your parents got you here after the chaos of World War II. Kevin McNeil, Brooklyn, New York. When you say the consequences of so-called criminal justice reform are unintended, I think about the oft-repeated mantra of the ultra-left: we must confront the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Seems pretty clear to me the results are precisely as intended by a few of the real revolutionary left. But most of the lemmings that follow this have no idea what it's going to lead to. Phil, it all boils down to common sense. A good thing young people are listening to you, O'Reilly. Maybe it will cause them to stop and think before they do something stupid. I hope so, because I've done some stupid stuff, and I wish I hadn't. So we are here to provide a pathway to success. Mark, concierge member. Thank you, Mark. Keep saying you're an old guy, but when it comes to news, you're the future. I hope so. I mean, this organization is now the most powerful independent news agency in the world. No doubt about that. So I hope so. In a moment, something you might not know. Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves, like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts, like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age, and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com. Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 42 years ago today, one of Hollywood's biggest stars was found floating face down in the Pacific Ocean. She was wearing a flannel nightgown, wool socks, and a winter jacket. 4 decades later, the event remains a mystery. Here is the story behind the death of Natalie Wood. Born in 1938, the actress gained national fame from her roles in Miracle on 34th Street, Rebel Without a Cause, and later West Side Story. Wood married fellow actor Robert Wagner in 1957. The couple divorced, then remarried 10 years later. On November 27, 1981, the celebrity duo, along with actor Christopher Walken, set sail for Catalina Island off the coast of Southern California. The plan was to celebrate Thanksgiving aboard their yacht, the Splendor. The brief journey was chaotic. The three drank heavily, consumed drugs, and fought verbally. Wagner accused Wood of having an affair with Walken. Walken denied it. Things got so intense, the yacht captain personally sailed Natalie Wood to a hotel using a lifeboat. She returned to the yacht the next morning. On the night of November 28, a nearby boat called the Coast Guard to report screaming aboard the Splendor. At 1:30 a.m., first responders arrived on the scene. Natalie Wood had vanished. Her body was later discovered in the ocean 1 mile from the ship. She was 43 years old. The death was ruled an accident. The coroner concluded Wood had been drinking, fell overboard, and drowned. Today, the circumstances surrounding her demise are undetermined. Some believe she accidentally fell into the sea. Natalie's younger sister, however, insists she was pushed by her jealous husband. And here's something else you might not know. The investigation into Natalie Wood's drowning remains open. 2012, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department officially changed Natalie's cause of death from accidental to undetermined. Back after this. Sorting through your expenses, estimated payments, and all those tax deductions can be overwhelming, might even lead to a failure to file and failure to pay penalties that pile up on your tax debt. The attorneys at Tax Network USA have been lifesavers for many Americans. Their team has successfully saved clients more than $1 billion in tax debt. A billion. Whether you're in the hole for $10,000 or $10 million, they are ready to help. The expert attorneys and tax professionals at Tax Network USA are equipped to secure the best settlement for you and help you resolve all tax cases. So please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. These debt relief programs are expected to change, so get started now. Please go to taxnetworkusa.com/bill, or you can call 1-800-245-6000. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.